last one, which is slow down. Slow down. Alan knows that criticize is to decry. Elvis Costello's first real name. Writes Jeff. We'll leave that out for a moment. 412-200-5975. Elvis Costello's first real name and slow down. Those are the two that we have out right now. Probably the last two for this hour. Here's the high water jug band of the SLB.
Oh, she ain't got no yesterday. Oh, no, she don't. Oh, yes, she does. I'm satisfied with my gal. Cause she don't wear no yesterday. Oh, no, she don't. Oh, yes, she does. I'm satisfied with my gal. She's got big legs and pretty teeth. Love that dimple on her chin. Fuzzy hair, what a smile. Oh, what a mama now she has been. Will she let me? Oh, she won't. Oh, yes, she will. Oh, no, she won't. I'm satisfied with my gal.
Band at the Saturday Light Brigade, and let me try to clean up some of the puzzle answers we have. Nick just gave me the clue of model embellishment. I think that is decal. Ray in South Park, I'll write back to you in a moment. Well, I can tell you, Ray, but I'll write back to you too. He had asked about today's Brigade charade. What some people hunt for this time of year, and we gave you the clue, can be used for storage and totals, and that was disk, like a hard disk. or you know, a disk used for storage. And counts for totals, disk counts. That was earlier this morning. Declan Costello, thank you to Jim who knew that. Jim, I don't know the answer to the other one you gave me. Chaplain Steve knew Decry. Rich knew Declan. Thank you, Rich, listening in Freeport. And if we missed any names this morning, our apologies. Going to Homer City. Oh, he knew the answer to slow down, which is decelerate. Decelerate. Declan McManus is Elvis Costello's full name. Thank you, Jeff. That was a good one. While we have a moment, we hope that you'll consider taking a moment and supporting SLB. You can do so simply by going to slbradio.org/donate. There you can securely make a contribution using PayPal, a credit card of your choice. Or Amazon. You also can go to our Facebook fundraiser at slbradio.org/Facebook. No fees associated with that. It just comes directly to us using a credit card of your choice. We want to thank you if you've already taken a moment to support SLB. The reason we come to you is we're a nonprofit charitable organization whose budget is supported by individual listeners that enjoy what we do here Saturday morning and also appreciate our mission for amplifying voices of youth and other community members whose voices are often underrepresented. I don't think the campaign's getting to me yet. If you find that that mission resonates with you, I hope you'll consider joining hundreds of other listeners by making a contribution. We have these campaigns now because we've made it really easy. You can call Ricky or me at the number I'll give you in a moment. We're all set up, ready to go if you would like to have a bit of a personal touch, and we'll securely process a donation. Or you can do so on your own. Please don't feel odd if you're contributing for the first time. One reason we have these campaigns is we don't talk about it too much. The fact that what we do is so special because it's supported by individuals. So it's easy to do it this morning. We wouldn't be having these campaigns if it weren't for the fact that we were hoping to encourage brand new donations as well as renewed donations to support SLB. 412-200-5975, 1-888-752-7234, or you can go to slbradio.org/donate. Thank you for your support. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Welcome my gal to the fancy ball. It was a social hop. We danced all night till the break of daylight, just waiting for the music to stop. We walked into a restaurant, it was the finest on the street. She said, I am not hungry, and this is what she eats. She had a dozen raw, a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast, a pair of doves, applesauce, and a soft shell crab on toast. She had a big barbecue, crackers too, her appetite was immense. When she called for pie, I thought I would die, for I had but 50 cents. Well, you bet I was not hungry, folks, I did not care to eat, expecting at any moment to be kicked out in the street. Well, I thought if she ate this way every day, she could surely break the bank. She said, I am not thirsty, and this is what she drank. She had a glass of ale, a gin cocktail, oh, it made me shake with fear. A ginger pop, rum on the top, and a 2 schooners of beer. She had a whiskey skin, a gin martini, she should have had more sense. When she called for more, I fell on the floor, for I had but my 50 cents. Well, you bet I was not thirsty, folks, I did not care for drink, expecting at any moment to be escorted back to their sink. Well, she said she'd bring her friends around sometime, we'd all have fun. I showed that man my 50 cents, and this is what he'd done. He smashed my nose, tore my clothes, punched me on my jaw. Well, he grabbed me by my collar, and he threw me out his door. He grabbed me where my pants was loose, and he kicked me through his fence. Take my advice, don't try it twice if you have but 50 cents.
That's Curtis and Loretta, Curtis and Loretta at SLB from the album Just My Heart for You. I miss them. They did not make it to Pittsburgh this year owing to the pandemic, and I hope we'll have a chance to have them here sometime as things open up again. Thanks to an anonymous listener for your support of SLB. We're grateful for that. Also, thanks to Denise of Portview. And Martha of Newcastle. Also, our thanks to Tasha and Paul and Heather, also Francis and Suzanne, slbradio.org/donate, or phone us at 412-200-5975. Ricky, was it Jennifer in Clarion who said, adorning your home for the holidays, especially the halls of your home, would be deck. Decking the halls. That's a good clue. We were talking last hour about words beginning with D-E-C, and that's a perfect one. Our Youth Express Hour is taking place. Oh, thanks to Larry and Vanessa for your generous contribution. I just happened to notice that coming in. Thank you, guys. We're so happy to have you here with us from Elwood City. Our Youth Express segments today begin with an episode of our Youth Takeover podcast. In collaboration with Remake Learning and Knowledge Works, SLB produces a podcast called Remaking Tomorrow. Typically, it features Greg Baer and Ryan Rzdeski talking with thought leaders in the world of education from all over the country. And what we did earlier in the year was have a youth takeover series in which youth, in essence, took over the podcast and hosted it using a similar format, but with themselves as guests and leading the discussion about education. Who better to do it than students? So here is an episode from that series. You can look for the Remaking Tomorrow podcast wherever you look for podcasts.
You're listening to a Youth Takeover edition of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast, where teens host the program and welcome peer guests.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of learning. I'm Sean, and I'm here with Jules.
This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change.
On today's episode, we'll be talking with two youth guests about our experiences with virtual learning spaces and how we think they may change what education looks like in the future. To start, let's meet our guests.
I'm Morgan. I am a freshman at Oakland Catholic High School, and I live in Penn Hills.
I'm Lance. I'm a senior at Fox Chapel Area High School, and I live in O'Hara Township.
It's great to have you all here today. Now, we've all had some experience with virtual learning through the past couple of school years. Did anyone have an experience prior to the pandemic with virtual online learning?
I have not. The pandemic was definitely the first experience like that I've ever had.
Yeah, same here. I haven't done anything prior to that.
So thinking back through your virtual learning experiences during the pandemic, was it easy to make the transition or was it difficult for you guys?
The first couple of weeks, it was like, wow, this is such a nice break, like an extra spring break in there. But soon after that, it became a little bit like, okay, this is like a fun little stint, but I'm ready to go back now a little bit. It sort of made me appreciate in-person learning more than I had in the past. I think it was certainly difficult. It was just something to get used to, being on camera and interacting with our teachers and classmates through a computer screen versus face-to-face, because it really does make a difference, I think, in a lot of ways in terms of picking up social cues from each other, being able to be attentive. You know, it's really easy when you're on a Zoom call or Google Meet to just shut your camera off, mute yourself, and zone out if you really have that desire. But I think our generation has been pretty attuned to how technology can be used for this sort of thing. So I don't think it was that much of a shock to my system.
As far as academics goes, it was a lot harder in March than it was in November because you had just gotten used to not really being out as much, not really seeing as many people at one time. So it was a little difficult to adjust to using a computer, typing really fast while the teacher was speaking. I always prefer working independently as to doing a bunch of group work. I guess the entire social aspect of school was kind of stripped away, which was difficult to deal with at the beginning of the pandemic. But I never really got the full experience with doing online learning for a long time because of how my school handled the pandemic. I was really in person from December 2020 and on. So I didn't do a lot of virtual learning, but for most of it that I did, it wasn't super difficult.
I personally loved online school. I also did like making my own lunches and eating pizza rolls every single day for a solid 3 weeks, which is definitely an unhealthy choice. But I think having the freedom of doing online school was really beneficial. But I also got to do a lot of extracurriculars and have a lot of great opportunities during my sophomore year, which was the year that we were fully online. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise for me doing online school because I had so much free time.
It was pretty easy to make the transition because I was pretty excited to be able to learn in a different environment, honestly. A lot of the time that opened up, since I didn't have to travel to school anymore, I had a lot more free time. And I was able to focus more on running, which I enjoyed because that's something I really like to do. I thought the most difficult part, though, was in the beginning, my computer was really slow. I was using a school Chromebook, and it lagged a lot. But once I actually got a laptop, it became really efficient, and it was a really great experience. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of virtual learning?
For in-person, obviously, there isn't as much leeway in terms of what we're able to do outside of the classroom, especially for teenagers who have a lot going on, the amount of sleep that you need, and, you know, when it comes to just basic things like exercising and taking care of yourself, the leeway that online learning offered a lot of people was really beneficial. And that's something that you won't necessarily see to that full extent in in-person traditional learning.
I do agree that the leeway could have been an advantage, but personally, and for a few of my friends, the leeway kind of messed us up because it was very structured. We would have 8 periods a day, and then we go do some sort of activity, and then we come home, go to sleep, and wake up the next day and do it all again. Having all that freedom, especially having that whole day to myself where I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing, or people around me were just getting sick. It was really stressful, and it did affect my mental health, and it kind of just turned into sleeping all day or just not sleeping at all.
Yeah, I agree. My mom, she jokes with me that I've slept for a year and a half, that I've been, and I hate to admit that she's right. This year and a half, I felt very, very unproductive, and I felt like I wasn't doing anything at all. I did keep myself active, which was good. I felt mentally, I actually felt a lot better. I found out who my real friends were, and I kind of got to realize who I am as a person as well. But I can see the other side of it as like being isolated and not knowing what to do either. So I think it goes both ways with that as well.
I think some of the advantages for me, I definitely had more time to be able to focus on stuff that I was actually interested in, increase my skill set in those areas. But I think the disadvantages were in the virtual learning environment, I had to be around my siblings a lot, probably more than I would have preferred. There was always distractions present, and it was easy to just talk to them sometimes instead of like being present and doing the work. And that was just something else that I was able to observe and something I had to call out personally to be able to be more focused in virtual. So what were also some of the advantages and disadvantages with synchronous and asynchronous learning? Synchronous learning being done at the same time as the class is happening, and asynchronous while the class isn't in session.
I definitely prefer synchronous learning. With the asynchronous stuff, it's all on you, really, because it's even more so than usual. The amount of work that you put in is really going to be what you get out of it. And I don't know if I like trusting myself to do that fully all the time. You know, if you really wanted to, you could completely disappear from your school environment, which I think is a dangerous thing, especially for kids who have a lot to deal with outside of school or who don't have the same privileges that I had during that time. And it's good sometimes to be told what to do, specifically when it comes to the high school environment.
I do feel like when I was doing asynchronous learning, teaching myself the fundamentals of 7th and 8th grade was really difficult because it's the stuff you need to get into these schools. Teaching myself a new language or something I'm really interested in was so much easier. Teaching myself algebra was boring. Like, I really did not enjoy teaching myself these kinds of things. And then synchronous learning was difficult over Zoom calls because it really was still really teaching yourself, just hearing it from someone else's perspective, because they're not really there to help you out if you have a question. I mean, raising your hand doesn't always work. So I'm a little iffy on both because now I've done synchronous and asynchronous, and I can't really say which one I like more because it's all starting to feel like you're teaching yourself most of the time, and you have in-person support, online support, or you have no support.
Now, what are some advantages and disadvantages of traditional in-person learning?
I think number one, it's just you're there and you're committed to doing the work there because you're absolutely not allowed to leave when you're in person in school. So the amount of commitment that you have when you're in person is unmatched when you're trusted, especially teenagers are trusted to do anything at all on their own. And then I would say the people who I only interacted with in school, those classmates that, you know, I sat next to or only talked to during calculus or something like that, I found I did not appreciate how much those people had an impact on my life, how much I enjoyed interacting with those people on a daily basis, because those aren't the type of people that you think of as your closest friends necessarily, but it makes you realize that those small interactions on a day-to-day basis really do have an impact on your life. And the social experience of just being in school and being with other kids your age and being able to have those small interactions that really can help you a lot.
I'm honestly nervous because I was so used to doing online school for literally a year and a half, and I had the opportunity to go back and I didn't, which I don't regret that. Not that it was so strict, but it was just like they couldn't go to the bathroom at certain times. It was just like too restricted in a way, but it makes sense because we're also in a pandemic and we don't want people getting sick. But I think the change is definitely going to be weird, like waking up super early. I'm not excited for. I'm not sure if I'm going to like going back in person. I think I'm going to miss the advantages of doing online school, like making my own schedule and having the freedom of leaving a class early. If I have a double period in science and we're done with the period, they won't make us stay and I can go and do some homework. But it's definitely going to be a big change for someone who has not actually been in a school building for so long. Honestly, I still feel like a freshman because I'm definitely going to get lost in the hallways and I don't know who to ask because everyone is going to be like, okay, we're all back here for the first time in so long. This is super weird. How are we going to do this?
I feel like another disadvantage I noticed is if I was having a hard day mentally, I could just leave my Zoom class. Just a small red button in the corner. And I could end my entire school day and just take a break or just not come back, which I don't recommend. But it was really easy to just say, I can't do this today. So I don't know if I have that resource anymore now going to school fully in person, if I could just like take time out of my day to completely de-stress from everything that's happened. So that's definitely going to be a small loss, but it also may be an advantage because it kind of forces me to deal with things in like a more productive manner. Because normally, if I would just shut off my Zoom call, I'd probably go to sleep. But now I have to like interact with a school counselor if I'm having a hard time or actually tell somebody. That'll definitely be an adjustment. I'm sure that in and of itself will have its own advantages.
I think some of the advantages with in-person is that the experience is more real. Whereas whenever you're completely virtual, it kind of puts like a blockage between learning and where you're actually at, which is at your house. So I think being in person kind of ups that, where what you're doing kind of seems more worth it in a way. And that's kind of why I would like to go back, and I'm excited to. But I think one of the disadvantages would be that it definitely takes up more time than virtual learning did, just because you have to wake up earlier and you kind of get home later. I think the transportation is what makes up a lot of the time. But I also noticed with some of the classes, they're longer than they need to be. In a virtual space, once you finish the classwork, you can just go away. In the classroom, you can't like leave the classroom. It's definitely different being in person.
What elements of virtual learning should be included in the future? Are there any elements that should not be used as well?
Something that our generation of students has had to grapple with in our learning experience is just the lack of separation between what you do at work or at school and when you come home. I mean, everything's so accessible all the time. Nothing's more stressful when you can like see your grades 24/7 when you're sitting at home, and you don't want to have that reminder sometimes if things aren't going so hot. That connection can certainly be valuable, to have access to those things and to be able to email teachers at so many points of the day and be reached by your teachers in that way as well. But some part of me wishes that it wasn't such a continuous line from, you know, what you're doing at school to what you're doing at home, because sometimes it really can feel like you don't have that breathing room that you wish you had when everything is online anyway.
Virtual learning kind of forced me to have more connection to my teachers via email or Zoom call, and it kind of forced me to be a little more professional than I thought I could be. I had to learn email etiquette. I had to learn how to like look professional over Zoom. It just taught me a lot of things that I didn't think I would ever be using. So I do think things like that could continue in the future, because we don't know if something like this may happen again.
I honestly felt like a businesswoman, the way that I was reaching out to people and constantly going back and forth. And I have to say, this summer, I have been slipping a little bit. Constantly communicating with someone is like what I'm going to have to be doing when I'm in my 30s or in my 20s, or going back and forth with my teachers is how I'm going to be communicating with my professor in college. So I definitely agree that it did teach, I think, all of us some valuable skills on how to reach out and communicate with an authority figure.
In virtual learning, it really did help to learn how to reach out to adults outside of the classroom and how to format an email to them to ask a question. It's great because stuff like that would be really useful going past high school, whether it be in college or whenever you want to email your supervisor in the job you're in. And I think that was a beneficial part of virtual learning.
I kind of learned how to add a lot more expression to the things I say in email, but also in person, because talking behind a mask, you can't really tell if somebody's smiling, but also over email, it's really hard to tell if somebody's like angrily asking you to do something or positively doing something. Reminding people that they're doing a good job or reminding them to have a good day, just the really small stuff that I probably would not have considered without the pandemic really did make a huge difference. Or if I received an email that was like, I hope you're having a great day, just checking up on you. That made a huge difference, and I don't think it would have made that same difference if we weren't isolated from everybody else.
What is your ideal vision for school in the future? Think about the physical space, the technology used, online teaching methods, et cetera, et cetera.
Fox Chapel, we did the hybrid model for a while. I think for the last two-thirds of my junior year, I came in person 2 days a week and the rest was online. I know a lot of teachers and some students as well complained about the headache of that, you know, just in terms of organization, of knowing when we're in person, when we're in school, and planning between the different days. But I think it might not be a terrible idea every once in a while to have a virtual day where you're still learning, you're still being active. So, you know, it's not a full day off, but you have that little more leeway to be at home and work at your own schedule a little bit. Even if it's just one Friday every couple weeks or something, having that one day where kids get to sleep in a little bit and stay at home and just log onto the Zoom classes, I think that could go a long way for some kids. There's been talk for kids having mental health days where, you know, they just take the day off. And I think this might be a good alternative where it's sort of the meet in between of being fully in person and going to school and having one of those days where you just take the day off.
I definitely agree. We're all students. You all know that, like, sometimes you have one teacher that you just really need a break from every once in a while. So a part of my ideal space would be a few days of synchronous learning throughout the year, maybe even a week in total. Because you do need space to yourself. You do need time to teach yourself, but you also need time to, like, make sure you actually know the material and not just, like, blankly listening. Having less people in the classroom was a little better for me. Through email and through private Zoom meetings with my teachers, I felt like I understood the material a little better. I could just kind of shout out and ask any questions that I had, or if I really had something specific to talk about, I didn't have to wait the entire class period to ask that question. So I definitely would keep the whole social distancing and allowing less people in the classroom, because it makes you connect with all the people in your class as opposed to having 25. If you have 8, you know these people, you understand their ideas, and you're constantly talking to them. So that's probably something I would add.
Something that happened for, I think, most, if not all, Pittsburgh Public Schools students, we had What I Need Wednesday, and we would have to log into homeroom, and that was it. It was at, like, maybe 10 o'clock-ish. I'm not exactly sure the time. But it was nice because we got to sleep in, and then we had the opportunity to catch up on all of our work and make sure that a last final detail on a project was perfect, and just kind of have that break from our teachers and that break from just, like, the stress of online school. That was super helpful, and I think that they should continue it. And I think the teachers also enjoyed it too, because they didn't have to go into the building and they could stay home as well, because it's stressful for teachers to have to go into school, teach to a computer, teach to in-person students. Everyone just needed a day to just have a break.
So during the school year, there was a lot of half days. I think they were on Wednesdays, like the last few months or so. And I think during in-person school, whenever there are half days, it would be good if there was, like, an option to stay at home since it's a half day and just complete the work asynchronously or online. I think that's something that would be beneficial because it would save time and you wouldn't really be missing a lot. And anything that you're missing would just be completed online. That's something that I think would be a good add-on. Before we go, and because virtual learning will likely always be a part of our lives, share one tip from your own experience to get the most out of an online learning experience.
In a virtual experience, when you aren't able to rely on others as much to push yourself, you really have to make the effort to put in that extra 20% to push yourself in and not let yourself down.
As long as you're pushing out the most work that you can at one point while still being mentally healthy and physically healthy, the world will take what you have. And you can always improve, but it's okay to be at your limit and stop. You don't have to push yourself super far.
I would say to keep yourself busy, whether that's reading a book or exercising, just keep your mind moving. So have some sort of motivation for you to want to reach your next goal so you're not sitting in your own thoughts all the time.
I think it's important to go outdoors and sort of get away from this online environment all 24/7, because whenever you're on your computer 5 days a week for the virtual school year, it can definitely be a lot of just staying in one place and staring at your screen. So I think it's important to, whenever you go outdoors, whether it's going on walks, hanging out with your friends, just being out in the real world, it can really help you back whenever you're in that online learning experience.
Thanks to Morgan and Lance for joining us today.
This Youth Takeover edition of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast is a collaboration of Remake Learning, Knowledge Works, and SLB Radio Productions. Opinions solely reflect those of the individual speaking.
Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning, a Pittsburgh-based network of people and organizations that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. Learn more at remakelearning.org.
Here is hoping you enjoyed that segment from the Remaking Tomorrow podcast. And you can subscribe to that podcast produced right here in our studios wherever you look for podcasts. Coming up next hour, live music. We're excited to welcome Pittsburgh's Lady of the Blues, Miss Freddie, and her home cooking band. They'll be here playing live in our next hour. Coming up during our Youth Express Hour, we have students from Manchester Academic Charter School who are going to be sharing original poems and lyrics and talking about their writing influence. That will be coming up shortly. So far this morning, we have seen our fundraising total jump up to $18,780. $18,780 from 129 donors. Thank you if you made a contribution on Giving Tuesday or at any time during the year, or if you did so this morning. We're grateful for your support. You can do so this morning by going to slbradio.org/donate or by calling us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also go to our Facebook page where you'll find a Facebook fundraiser just for you, there and ready to go. Thank you for being along with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Brought to you by you. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, and slbradio.org/radio.
Mr. Rogers taught me lots of important things, like how to keep a fish alive and tie up my shoelaces, and that to be correct as usual is pretty unusual. Da 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 da. 'Cause the very same people who are right sometimes are the very same people who are wrong sometimes. And sometimes I'm that person, but mostly it's you.
Midge Cricket here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
live in our studios. She did a great job with that song, didn't she? That's from October 16th, 2010. Thanks to Tommy and Virginia for his year-round support of SLB. Ditto to John and also to Dave of Conoquinessing. And our thanks also to Michael and Ralph and Cora and Jennifer, the whole family, for your support throughout the year. You've helped to make a great campaign and make sure that we're able to keep providing independent, listener-driven radio. We're grateful for your help.
The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Thursday to Sunday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing, and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Now we have a feature from Manchester Academic Charter School. This was originally broadcast January 28th, 2017. All of our students are from Manchester Academic Charter School. And before we share any poems, let's meet everybody. And we're just going to go right around. And I'll let you please introduce yourself. If you have any shout-outs, feel free. And I'll let you start.
My name is Jemiah Foster.
And how old are you?
12.
And anybody you'd like to say hello to or give a shout-out to that might be tuned in?
Oh, no.
What neighborhood do you live in?
Just north side.
North side. And let's meet who's sitting there on your left. Hello.
Hi. My name is Markia Proctor.
Markia
Proctor.
Nice to meet you. And what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Everybody's in seventh except, is anybody in eighth grade? Okay, we have some eighth graders here too. Any shout outs or hellos? Just jump in if you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening. Dada. Okay. And you are?
Damien.
And Damien. I forgot to ask you what neighborhood you live in.
West side.
West side. And Damien, what neighborhood do you live in?
Manchester.
And anybody to say hello to at all?
Hi, Mom.
You're in eighth grade. Hi, Mom. That's a good to get Mom in there. And you are?
My name is Eric.
Hey, Eric. Anybody to say hello to?
No.
Nobody in your neighborhood?
South side.
And one more person we're going to say hello to, who's Trey. Hey, Trey.
My name's Trey, and I'm 12 years old. I live in Manchester.
Anybody to say hello to at all?
Hi, Mom.
Yep, just got to get Mom in there, which is good. Now, you've all written poems, and can anybody tell me about, before you read your own poems, how all did you come up with these poems, and what was the method that you used to write these? Was it part of a school assignment, Trey?
We had a class called Art of Lyric, and our teacher is Miss Knight. And my partner was Khalil Tucker. And we had two different poems, and we combined them to make them better. But today he can't be here,
so
we'll be doing it alone.
So did you all work in pairs? Okay, that you did, but did you all work alone or in pairs?
Alone.
Everybody alone. And the art of lyric, how is a lyric different than a poem? Is it similar?
It's very similar.
Yeah, I think of a lyric being a
part of a song usually. Was it hard to write? How did you feel when you were writing?
No, it wasn't hard to write. You just write with "Oh Yeah Man" and what you're feeling.
Well, that's good. I think sometimes it's hard to know what's on your mind. Did anybody, when you wrote your poem, were you surprised at what came out as you started to write it? Did it ever happen that you started writing about something you didn't think you were going to write about? No? So all pretty much what you expected. Well, let's listen to your poems. And I think Damien is going to go first. Is that, do I have the order correct? So Damien, what's the name of your poem?
Where Are You?
Where Are You? And whenever you're ready, go ahead. Come a little bit closer so we can be sure that we hear you. And this is Damien.
My house is so quiet. There's nothing to hear. I wake up every morning knowing that you're not there. What is going on? I wouldn't just make you disappear. Where are you? I grab my guitar. Could I sing you a song? But I remind myself, you're not there. You're not there. You're gone. You left and took my love. That's how it's sounding. You put me under pressure, underwater. Baby, I'm drowning. The look on my face. You see, I'm sad. I'm frowning. Where are you? Remember the 18 years I had to go through? So rough, so sad. You taking my kids with you? Just come home so I can see you one more time. I want to hear that beautiful voice. Speak up. Let it shine. But I can't. I don't have the chance to. I'm looking around. I'm searching. So where are you?
That's absolutely beautiful. Well done. Did you have a person in mind when you wrote that?
No, it just came on the top of my head.
It sounds like it would make a good song. Were you thinking that it might be a good song? Maybe I could hear somebody singing that.
Yeah, I thought of that.
What other things do you like to do? I'm assuming you like to write because you're so good at it. What else do you like to do for fun?
Play football and basketball.
And do you like to write?
Sometimes.
Are there other types of things that you've written?
No, just poems.
Well, great. I hope you'll keep it up, Damien. You sounded terrific. Now, Jemiah is next, and let's learn the name of your poem.
It's called Stereotypes.
Stereotypes. When you're ready, here's okay. Jemiah.
Stereotypes. Living a life with all the hype, getting Skype because I'm black or I'm white. Stereotypes. Living in a place where they judge my face because I'm such a disgrace. Stereotypes, judging my voice because I'm black, you think I can't make noise. Stereotypes, living and hanging, but you think I'm gangbanging. Don't understand what you're saying, but now you're pistol swinging. Stereotypes, just walking in the street, hear the sound of my feet, but now you're yelling at me when you speak. Stereotypes, just walking in the store, but you think I want more than what I asked for. Stereotypes, gripping your purse because when you see my face, you think I'm way worse. Stereotypes, you think I'm living in a box because the way I walk and the way I talk. Stereotypes, judging my mistakes. Still got to do what it takes. Won't stop till it makes. But stereotypes are everywhere. So who cares? No stereotypes.
Boy, that's a courageous poem to write. I'm sure, have you experienced people stereotyping? I mean, it happens all the time, I think.
Yes.
That's a great answer to that. And hopefully it's a good tool to use. I just think about so many ways that people judge other people and how terrible it is. Just you're walking down the street or you're in a store and somebody's looking at you. That had to feel pretty good to write that, I would imagine. Did it?
Yeah.
What else do you like to do, Jemiah?
I like to draw.
And have you thought of illustrating a poem or illustrating something you wrote?
No, I usually just write it.
Yeah, I think it could be neat to combine those things. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
A nurse.
A nurse. I could see that because you have a lot of empathy just, you know, based on the poem you shared. Next up, and these are students from Manchester Academic Charter School. Next up, I believe we have Eric, who's going to share his poem. Eric, what's the name of yours?
My Life.
Say it again.
My Life.
Okay, whenever you're ready, please go ahead.
I've been looking for some peace, but can't find the answers. Just lost my uncle, he up in heaven. Liver cancer. My uncle William just died and it made me cry. R.I.P. to my uncle, this is real life. Mike Brown was shot down and went to war about it. This happens every day in my hood, they just don't talk about it. Plus my cousin on parole, one foot in the pen, other one out the door, you know how that go. Too many people calling my line. Just lost my friend Chris, they keep on dying.
Whew, that was nice. Chris, is that true?
Yes.
Tell me about Chris, can you?
Yes. Chris was one of my friends. He died in November, and he was a good friend.
My sympathy to you. How old was he?
13.
I'm sorry to hear that. Eric, thank you for sharing that. Is it hard to write with that kind of rhythm and, you know, to be able to get sort of the hip-hop feel to do that, or does that come pretty naturally to you?
It comes pretty natural.
Do you say it and work it out saying it before you write it, or do you write it? Yeah, that's what that's something I've always wanted to try, because having played drums and having a pretty good sense of rhythm, but I usually get lost in trying to write it first, and probably saying it first makes sense. It looks like you brought did you bring a second poem with you too?
Yes.
Would you like to share that also?
Yes, sure.
I'd love to hear that. Here's Eric again, and you're in seventh as well?
Yes.
Seventh grade at Manchester Academic Charter School.
Love, what I can't seem to find, you might think that you have it, but that person has something else in mind. Love, you thought that you had it, but that's not true. Only your mom and your dad really love you. Love, it's all a dream. Only your mom will be your only black queen.
Mm, that's nice. Has your mom heard that?
No, not yet.
No, she's going to love that. That would be a nice Valentine's poem. She may have heard it if she's tuned in, but you're a great writer. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Yes, I want to be a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, you have the stuff for it. Thanks, Eric. Next up, we have Trey, who is going to share a poem. Trey, what's the name of yours?
My name of my poem is Stressed Out.
Stressed Out. These are all pretty relatable for one reason or another. Go ahead.
The life of a 12-year-old is stressful enough. The transition to man, but not trying to be tough. My brain filled up with negative stuff. African-American males, mostly in cuffs. What do you think when you see a black male? In 10 years, a cellmate in jail? People say not even worth bail. Every time we try, we fail. Raindrop, drop top. Make sure you duck when you see a cop. Run, run, after a gun pop. I can't breathe, please stop. I look on the news, another body drop. You say you like me, but I can't. Then you get angry and go off on a rant. I walk away, feeling like I just had a heart transplant. But your world, I can't enchant. Your wish, I can't grant. Why is there so much hate in the world? Wish my childhood was sweet like a candy girl. Just when we get it straight, it has to curl. I want my future bright like a pearl. All young men need a dad as a role model. When they don't, the anger goes full throttle. If I can make one wish with a genie in a bottle, it would be for more people to spread the gospel.
Boy, that's really good. And you were able to sustain that rhyme pattern for a long time. I'm looking there. It looks like you got 8 or 9 stanzas as he went through that. And I'm sure Ms. Knight was really proud of it. Now, is that I could see that being a poem to read, Trey, or one to rap? What did you have in mind with it?
Well, a couple of my friends and I, we make music. So whenever I make a poem, it always has to have that smooth flow.
Nice. Well, that definitely shows. What would you like to be when you get older, if you thought about it?
I want to be a professional baseball player.
Excellent. Do you play now?
Yeah.
And what is your position?
I play all around, but my favorite position is shortstop.
That's a tough one. That was always the one I was most afraid of being asked to play when I was a kid. Well done. Now, we have one more poem to share, and this one is from Markia. And Markia, what's your poem called?
Come Home.
And if you're just joining us, these are students from Manchester Academic Charter School, 7th and 8th grade. They work with Ms. Knight. This is a program that trying to remember what was the name of it? You were saying before, Trey. It's Lyric.
Art of Lyric.
Art of Lyric, and this poem is called "Come Home," and you're good and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Markia.
Dad, I want you to come back. Since you've been gone, I'm gonna have to cover all your slack. I'm 12, and I wonder why you date me like that. I'm wondering how my friend's dad are in their life, but mine has a wife living in another life. Are you gonna be here when I graduate? You never show me love, but a lot of hate. You were never there when I was down. Your mother even thinks you're a clown. Dad, I miss you. I don't know what to do, but I love you. Back to the point. You left me at 2. My mom was asking her sisters what she should do, but now I'm through with you. I go to school and it's like I'm locked up in a shell. Don't know who I could call, don't know who I could tell. Dad, you're not there. When I go to sleep, I'm scared. My mom told me don't frown, the hater sure don't got the crown. The only thing you gave me was this last name. You wanted to share that, but you don't want to share this pain. Dad, if you don't come back, it's going to drive me insane. I love you.
Wow. You performed that. You didn't just read that. I love the way you brought that to life. And is that grounded in truth, the poem?
No.
No, it's not. So why did you decide to write it the way you did?
Because the videos that we was watching, like Brave New Voices and things, I saw the things that people go through in real life. And I just wanted to write something that came from somebody else's heart.
That's nice to honor somebody else's voice like that. Do you know what you might like to do when you get older?
Mm-hmm. I like to be an engineer or a nurse.
Now, you're a caring person, too. You all are great writers, and you read your poems with a lot of courage. It's not the easiest thing to read your own work. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say, whether it be a shout-out to somebody or just anything else about writing or what this program has been like for you?
Shout-out to our teacher, Ms. Knight.
Yeah. What makes Ms. Knight such a good teacher?
Because she had her own poem, but she, like, now she performs poem and she's teaching us to us, so it's giving us opportunities in the world.
Excellent. Well, thanks to all of you for being here today from Manchester Academic Charter School. And keep writing. I hope you'll come back. And if you put your poems to music, too, you're welcome to come and perform them here sometime, too. We'd love to have you. There you've got that great feature from Max, Manchester Academic Charter School, January 28th, 2017. I just interrupted this incredible sound check that is going on next to me. Thank you to Alan and family for your support of SLB just now during our year-end donor drive. You can learn all about it by going to slbradio.org/donate or looking for us on Facebook. Now, we have a song by request from Allison Krauss coming up, and we are getting ready to present Ms. Freddie coming up. Ms. Freddie and her home cooking band are going to be with us in our next hour, and you are going to love having a chance to hear her live in our studios. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us today. My heart is grown cold, my love stored away.
Alison Krauss, who has a new album with Robert Plant that we'll play from in the weeks ahead. That song is Get Me Through December. From 100 Miles or More collection. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Miss Freddie and her home cooking band joining us in just about 10 minutes or so. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, Streama, and SLBRadio.org.
I never thought that I would ever feel this way. Your tiny hand would press to mine as we would spin circles round the day. Each day would seem to hold a promise bathed in light. And when the evening brings its shadows home, you sleep without a fight. What goes through your mind? I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill our time. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lesson. So fast I cannot match the pace. Your spirit flowing deep within you leaves a smile, a wonder on your face. I can't remember how it was before you. Steps in the hall can sound like cracks of thunder in the rain. What goes through your mind? I'm looking for a sign, for common ground where we can share the things that fill. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot. There is no time like now to learn the lessons we forgot. You bring a gift of life to us that feels so grand. It's simpler than I thought. Your smile unties the knot.